Hey, Russ, what are we going to talk about in today's podcast?
Jeff, today we're revisiting iSCSI.
The thing I think our listeners will find really interesting is that many IT managers think of virtualization at the server level, but really the bigger problems on the back end are storage. Today we're going to learn how to address storage and how enabling technologies like iSCSI can make it easier and more cost-effective.
Let's turn it over to Joe Pollack and Travis Vigil from Dell's Storage Product Group.
To begin, I thought virtualization was server technology. Why are we talking about storage?
The funny thing about virtualization is that our customers run into a lot of issues around storage as it relates to a virtualization deployment. And for reasons that I'll go into later, a shared storage environment is actually required for virtualization, assuming that you're implementing VM mobility. So for many of our customers, this is the first time that they're implementing a SAN, and they have failed to plan for that implementation in their overall virtualization deployment plan.
What are the business drivers of virtualization?
Like so many things in IT today, Joe, it's all about doing more with less. IT budgets are flat, but customers still have the same availability requirements and growing storage requirements that they've always had. Virtualization is a way for customers to get a better return on investment in the hardware they purchase.
Well, the benefits of server virtualization are becoming more commonly known. Many customers will find that SANs can be potentially more complicated, so why is iSCSI so important?
iSCSI offers many attractive benefits for virtualization. The first and most obvious one is that it's an affordable technology. But more important for our customers is that iSCSI actually offers the ability to have an easier to manage virtualization deployment and a virtualization deployment that is much closer in functionality to what they're used to on their physical servers.
How does server virtualization work?
Virtualization takes a physical server and portions it up into multiple virtual servers. And basically, each of those virtual machines appears, acts, functions as though it is a server in and of itself. Now, there's a lot of technology required to make this happen, and that's where a company like VMware comes in, where they take a common resource within the server, whether that be storage or networking, and virtualize that resource out to all of the virtual machines.
With multiple applications residing on one server, how does storage work? I mean, should customers begin deploying external storage?
Well, one of the great things about virtualization is the ability for a virtual machine to transfer seamlessly from one physical server to another, ensuring availability of that virtual machine. Now, in order to do this, it requires that you go to external storage, and not only external storage, shared external storage. So for server virtualization today, if you're implementing virtual machine mobility, you have to have a shared storage back end. And the choices you have today are either a Fibre Channel SAN or an iSCSI SAN.
What I've learned about iSCSI is that it's a more cost-effective way of deploying a SAN for a variety of reasons. But is it good enough of an infrastructure for important virtualized server environments?
Joe, this is a place where we think iSCSI is actually a better choice for virtualization storage versus Fibre Channel. iSCSI offers benefits in terms of the way it's architected that are difficult to obtain using Fibre Channel.
Does iSCSI still allow virtual machine mobility?
It does, and actually improves virtual machine mobility versus Fibre Channel. With Fibre Channel, in order to implement VM mobility, you have to make sure that all of your physical servers in the same storage group are attached to a Fibre Channel array and have access to the same LUN. This is a different paradigm than you would have in a standard Fibre Channel deployment, where you would have a single physical server attached to a single LUN. With iSCSI, you don't have to worry about any of that difference in deployment. It's exactly the same as deploying it in a non-virtualized environment. So a user would go up into the guest OS, they would access their initiator the same way they would in a non-virtualized environment and connect to the storage using whatever tools that they have to do their LUN mapping, their LUN masking, the same way they would in a non-virtualized environment.
Can iSCSI assist in data management?
I think this is the area where iSCSI offers the best benefit versus Fibre Channel for virtualization. Customers have invested in backup and data management software for their physical servers. If you use Fibre Channel with virtualization, that functionality needs to be recreated in ESX. So it's a different tool, even if it's the same functionality, than the user would be used to. In iSCSI, since the iSCSI initiator exists in the guest OS, and you can run your data management or your backup application in the guest OS, all of the scripts and all of the usability and all of the configuration that you're used to when using that tool continues to exist. In Fibre Channel, again, it has to be recreated. And in certain cases, for example, multipathing, that functionality is not as robust as the functionality available if you were to run that application in the guest OS. And iSCSI is the only interconnect technology that allows you to do that.
iSCSI truly allows businesses to be more flexible. So will it replace Fibre Channel in the future?
Absolutely not, Joe. We think that iSCSI offers many benefits for many customers. We've talked before about how iSCSI can be a low-cost way for customers who want to get the value of shared storage to deploy their first SAN. With virtualization, iSCSI offers yet another example of where, apart from just being a lower-cost interconnect, it actually offers a superior experience versus Fibre Channel. However, as we discussed, Fibre Channel is still a very low latency network. It's still a high bandwidth network. We have many customers who out there who have invested in Fibre Channel and have their SANs built on Fibre Channel. So it's not going away anytime soon. And for your high performance applications, whether that be an Oracle database or a high IO decision support server, Fibre Channel is going to be your best option. So we really see a world where enterprise customers use iSCSI and Fibre Channel, depending on what application they're running.
If a customer were to purchase a storage product today, would you recommend that they purchase Fibre Channel and iSCSI, or one or the other?
Well, I think that most deployments have needs for both, and particularly if you're doing virtualization where iSCSI offers distinct advantages versus Fibre Channel, you're going to want to purchase iSCSI. In all likelihood, you're going to have applications that can use Fibre Channel as well. So I would recommend purchasing an array that gives you the option and the flexibility to deploy both Fibre Channel and iSCSI on the same array and to be able to optimize your storage backend depending on which workload you're running.
It sounds to me like iSCSI and server virtualization are the perfect complement, both helping customers reduce costs while improving efficiency. Travis, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe and Travis, thanks for being here today. And if our listeners would like additional information, please visit dell.com/storage and check back again next week for additional installments of the Data Center of the Future podcast series.